All right, Coach, we'll start with some opening thoughts, and then we'll take some questions, guys.
Well, just, you know, thankfully we were good offensively in the second half because we couldn't get them stopped. You know, they got in a good rhythm, and it almost didn't matter what we did. We couldn't get them stopped. And it was just frustrating for me. I haven't felt that way very often this season, but I felt that way in the second half. It's just, you know, fortunately we shot 75% because we needed that. You know, and sometimes you got to rely on your offense. I don't like it, but tonight it got it done for us.
Scott, I thought the last 4 minutes or so of the first half, you had that surge that really kind of gave you a nice cushion, and you played really well in that spot.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for that, I mean, we wouldn't have won the game because the second half, we gave up 53 points. I mean, we shot 75%, and they scored more points than we did. That's unbelievable. And so, thankfully, you know, we were good enough defensively in the first half to get that done.
Coach, they really made a big effort tonight to double-team both of your big men down on the block. How did you guys kind of work around that?
Well, we haven't seen a lot lately, but, you know, it's – and we haven't seen them do it on film. And, you know, most people don't have posts like we do, and so you don't see it. And so you have to wait until they do it to get a feel for what they're doing. And then, you know, at a timeout, you know, I mean, both our posts had 3 turnovers at halftime. You know, but really – none of them were out of the post. I mean, they were bad passes on a perimeter, those kind of things. And one of them really wasn't Loudon's. It was when Jalen threw it off his knee. And so, you know, I thought we handled the double well. We got good shots off it. We shot it well from 3. You know, if you're shooting well from 3, that puts a lot of pressure on their defense. And, you know, they'll have to make some adjustments. I think in the second half they didn't come as quickly. They waited until the ball went on the floor. And so, you know, they're just – I thought our posts handled it well. They see it some in practice, and so it just takes a little while to adjust.
Was that kind of what happened, Scott, at the end of the half? I know Finke hit a 3, Basile hit a 3, and I think Jalen Hall hit a 3 right before the half. Were they just great looks?
Well, I can't remember, Doug. The one – I know the one Jalen hit, you know, wasn't a great look, but he had to shoot it because it was at the end of the shot clock. And a lot of times those are good shots. When a guy knows he has to shoot it, you know, I mean, he feels comfortable shooting instead of wondering if he should. And the other ones I can't remember, so I don't know what to tell you. Okay. If they were great shots or not.
Okay, yeah.
Most of the time I don't think any 3s are great shots, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I know typically, you know, you hang your hat on defense and you always talk about defense, but I mean, your team was great offensively. Just what does it speak to the perseverance of your team just to go out and match those guys shot for shot when they were as hot as they were in the second half?
Yeah, you know, it's hard for me. I'll be honest with you. Like, it eats me up inside. And but, you know, I also, like, like I told the guys after the game, you know, I was a little frustrated. It's dumb. It's I mean, we beat a dang good basketball team tonight that played really good. And we won by 11, and I'm in there frustrated. And so that's dumb on my part. That's just as, you know, I called it something else to the players. But it's just, you know, I mean, it's hard to win any college basketball game. And just because we don't do it exactly the way I want to get it done doesn't mean our players. And I thought – I was really pleased with our players because we were frustrated in the first half. We were, you know, offensively the first 10 minutes we weren't very good. And I thought our guys did a great job of just working through that. And to be up 14 at half was tremendous. Because we were so frustrated early. So I was really happy with them at halftime. And so, you know, that was the difference in the game. Second half, we just traded blow for blow.
Scott, Trey Calvin, 0-for-7 in the first half, ends up with, I think, 12 and 7 assists or something like that. Got himself going in the second half.
Yeah, and, you know, mostly, I mean, he hit some big shots for us and mostly I'm pleased with the assist. That's what I want him doing. I want him running our team and you know, getting shots for other guys. And, you know, defensively he was good. You know, I mean, Lucas didn't play the whole second half because he was in foul trouble. You know, the last 15 minutes he just didn't play, and they went with other guys because they were in a rhythm. But the first half, Trey did a really nice job on him, you know, because he's their best player. He's the guy that makes him go, and I thought Trey really did a good job on him.
through all the doubles and through all the attention he had, Loudon Love still, he had another good scoring night tonight. He had 21 points. How do you feel just seeing him continue that great stretch he's on?
Well, it's great. You know, he only took 9 shots, but he got to the free throw line. He did a nice job from the free throw line. And, you know, we just always say, get to the free throw line. That's how you win games. Now, you know, they had 6 fouls in the second half, 5 minutes in, and then they didn't have another foul for the next 8 minutes because, you know, we started shooting jumpers instead of getting to the rim and getting to the free throw line. We should have shot more free throws in the second half. But, yeah, I was pleased to see Loudon shoot free throws well.